Here again is Barbara McGuigan.
Welcome back to The Good Fight. And, you know, Father, I read M. Scott Peck's book many moons ago, and I remember, and I was ready to send up balloons for you when I saw in chapter 6 that you were talking about Gurion. Is that the way you say that? Gurion? And the people of the lie, because there is a very vivid story that I will never forget that was in the people of the lie. And you explained it. And I thought, can you go over that again? Do you mind going over that and what it signifies?
No, we were talking about the death of Jesus and how what they
did. Oh, yes, yes, right. We'll finish that part, of course.
Yeah, yeah. What they did to him was a good example of what I refer to as the people of the lie. The scribes,
yes.
the scribes and the Pharisees are perfect examples of the people of the lie. The Geryon is another beast, which is from mythology, which Dante uses in the Divine Comedy. And Dante has this brilliant insight where he describes the beast, which has bat's wings and the claws of a lion and the tail of a serpent, a scorpion rather. But he says he has the face of an honest man.
That's it.
And this is just a chilling insight that this beast portrays himself as a good person, as an honest person, as a nice person. And the people of the lie are the people who have mastered this act of self-deception.
Yeah.
They have mastered the art of covering up their evil and projecting it onto someone else. In fact, Scott Peck in his book says that almost all of their energy, their money, their time, their career, their psychological energy, their spiritual energy, their psychic energy, the personality, all of it is focused on perpetrating the lie of themselves as being good people. And he tells a story in there, and he comes across this as a psychiatrist when he's studying human nature and human relationships. And he writes this really powerful book explaining who the people of the lie are. I have met those kind of people.
Yes.
And actually, there's a lot of them. And furthermore, a lot of them are in church.
Mm.
And furthermore, they're everywhere. This is not an unusual story. And I think back as a pastor of the counseling that I've had to do over, oh, let's say broken marriages or whatever else. And I'm thinking, yep, well, I have come across a lot of people like that, and may God deliver all of us, because these are the people who really do, they kill. If they didn't kill him, they killed his spirit. So these
and
are
we
the
know people that do that. We know people, they would never murder somebody in cold blood, but they break a person.
And when I've seen within marriage breakups, sometimes the cold, calculated, planned cruelty to someone who they vowed before God to love and cherish for the rest of their lives, the wickedness of it and the evil of it, which exists within our nice little suburbs, is just chilling. And it's not all men doing it to women. It's women doing it to men as well.
Sure.
You know, it goes both ways. And we've seen this, and all of us have experienced it. And when we do, we begin to see what I'm talking about as the sin of the world. And Jesus comes into the middle of this horror.
Yeah.
He takes it. He breaks it. And because he is buried and rises again, he defeats it forever.
And I never knew, Father, that the eighth circle of hell was reserved for people of the lie. Was that something you just connected that up with the eighth circle of hell, or describe who might end up in this circle? Because it's just above Satan, yes?
Yes. In Dante's Inferno, the circles of hell become, the sin becomes more serious the deeper you go.
And right.
It surprises a lot of people, because a lot of people think that lust is, for instance, and sexual sin is the most serious. Actually, Dante puts that at the top level of hell, because it's the sin of love twisted and gone wrong. Down at the depths is the circle of fraud, which is the eighth circle, which has 10 different subdivisions. It's so big and it's so deep that that's where most people are. And the circle of fraud is another way of saying the circle of the people of the lie. In the circle of fraud, there are 10 different divisions of different kinds of lying. Panderers, pornographers, cheats, frauds. Pretty far down there are hypocrites, religious hypocrites. And further on into different levels of lying and cheating and deception. And the reason it is so deep, Barbara, and the reason it's right at the depth of hell is, again, because the first people that the people of the lie lie to is themselves. And so when you go down into the eighth circle of hell, time and again, Dante, with his, again, profound understanding of human psychology and sin and the nature of sin, shows that the people in the eighth circle of hell, all of them, for the most part, are surprised that they're there and are resentful that they're there because they didn't think they were bad people.